Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality. I'm in the studio here today. I'm Muzaffar Haidar. Can we have a short introduction from both of you? Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Mahdi, and I've been a student of Hausa for the past 7 years. Let's keep it that
mashallah,
short.
Mashallah, 7 years. It's going to be 10 soon, inshallah. Brother Mahdi, welcome to the show. And yourself?
My name is Abdullah Al-Musawi, also a student of the Hausa.
Uh-huh, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
And where are you from?
Australia.
Melbourne.
Sheikh Mahdi, I'd like to ask you this question first, and don't be surprised at the question. It might throw you back a little bit, but how long do you want to live? If Allah gave you the choice, how long would you want to live?
Well, that's a very difficult question.
Sayyid Abdullah, what about you?
Forever.
Forever?
Human beings, as human beings, we have two things, two initial desires that we always want to have, to live longer and be richer, mm-hmm. right? This, even in the ayat and the ruwayat, it talks about man saying having tul al-amal, like having too much hope and wanting to be rich. So this is, I think, the two desires of mankind, mm-hmm. to live forever and to be rich. Is it sustainable? Is it attainable? That's another question. So if I have to dig in deep into myself and be honest, I want to live forever.
That was
because created to live forever, mind you.
We were. Yeah. That was a really surprising answer, to be honest.
I always think that what more from this world do I want? Mm-hmm. Family, I have it. Children, I have it. A shelter above my head, alhamdulillah, I have it. A good car that I can drive, I have it. A job, I have it. What is the end of it? Sometimes you get tired. Mm-hmm. You get fed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What my only motivation, this might turn into being so slogan-y and epic, but my only motivation and hope is to be alive as long as I can see my amount of time. Mm-hmm. I can see a world of free of oppression. I mm-hmm. can see the beauty of justice being prevailed in the world.
But I mean, in this case, I'll just read Dua Al-Ad for 40 days, 40 mornings. That's what the hadith says. Mm-hmm. You'll come back.
Yeah, you'll come back. Yeah. I mean, it was
you can go rest, come back.
It was in the will of Shaheed Hujaji, actually. You know, one of the beautiful things I've heard he said is that I wish to be Shaheed twice, once before the Zuhur of Imam Zaman and once after the Zuhur of Imam Zaman.
But I think the Akhirah, that's what I personally believe. I think the hereafter is so much more beautiful than this dunya, that I have the desire. The deceased scholar, Ali Safawi Ha'iri, one of the scholars in this holy city of Qom, he says, I am so enthusiastic to experience death. It's as if a Hausa student is waiting in the road from Tehran to Qom, waiting for a bus to have an extra seat available for that person and take him to the Qom.
So I think you're looking at it from a spiritual aspect.
Well, I mean, look at the people who are
because,
having...
Because, you know, if this is where we're going, right?
I mean,
the hadith says, Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min, is the imprisonment of a mu'min.
And then Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously I want to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as soon as I can. So I don't want to live any longer.
Have you talked to people who have had near-death experiences?
Yeah, I've watched this beautiful show they have on TV. What is it called in Farsi?
Life After Life.
Life After Life?
But no, I'm not talking about that show. But like, have you personally talked to people who have experienced, like those who have gone through?
I have. Yeah, I have.
I've talked to many of them. This is the common thing with many of them.
They all want to go.
They say this world is not as meaningful as it used to be.
Allah says that. I mean, I don't need people to tell me that.
إِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ.
There you go.
The actual life is over there. We do not believe in it.
Yeah.
Even though we've heard it,
talking
but it's
about
not,
human
that hasn't
though,
entered
bro.
Our hearts yet.
Now, that's what I'm saying. You're looking at it from a moral, spiritual, Islamic sense. If we're talking about it from a realistic sense, though.
Well,
I couldn't be a mystic.
It's a personal opinion, though.
Time.
How much do I want to live?
Abid for a
I'm tired
time.
Of the life of this dunya.
Yeah, I'm not tired.
So there's a hadith, actually.
It's because you're not married.
hold on. So it's your wife.
But I mean, it's just the joys
of
this world.
Yeah, you said it. There you go.
The joys of this world, at some point, I mean, there is a point in life that you feel that this world is so empty.
True.
The life of this dunya is so empty. Like reaching the certain worldly dreams will not make you happy anymore.
See, the money does not make you happy 100%.
And I believe that many people reach that point in the life of the dunya. Yeah. If you are awake, if you are, you know, looking at the reality of this world. The only hope that I have is the reappearance and hastening in the reappearance of...
So basically, you as a person, you don't want to live long.
You don't want to live long, yeah.
But a lot of people do. That's why science is working day and night to
prolong life.
To prolong life.
I mean, there's lots of... There's so much discussion in science fiction movies, for example.
No, actually, they made this... They made this like, I think in 2008.
I didn't mean that I didn't love the life of this... I love the life of this dunya. Mm. I love being able to visit the shrine of Lady Masuma. I love being able to attend the majalis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I love being amongst the believers.
Yeah, well, obviously.
In the East and the West. But that doesn't mean the hereafter is not beautiful for me.
No. We're
I'm
not
so
doing
enthused, especially
a comparison.
Like listening to the experiences of those who have visited.
We're drawing a comparison. We didn't draw a comparison. We're just asking, as a person, now, would I want to live? Of course I want to live longer. I want to be a Friday night, every Friday night.
Wouldn't it be boring
in Karbala until the day of judgment?
Do you agree on prolonging your life? That's the discussion that we're having.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Sayyid Abdullah, would it be boring that, imagine if you had given a chance to live here forever. There is no forever in this dunya.
I mean,
there is
until
no
day of judgment. Let's say day of judgment.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Let's say like for 1,000 years, you're given a chance to live in this world.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you get bored and tired after seeing your mother has, God forbid, but like your mother, your
has
close friends,
away. Everyone passed
everyone
away.
Is passing away. It's been said
May
that
Allah
some...
May bless their souls, but I do want to have the chance to study as much as I can for 1,000 years.
Become death is one of the
I have a lot of vision. I want to. There are so many things I want to do. I don't have enough time. I can't even read the books that have been written like 100 years ago rather than, you know, 1,000 years ago. I want to learn, and obviously that process takes a long time. There are a lot of many things, good things I want to do. Now, if my father want to die, or my mother dies, my mother already, she died a shaheed when I was 7. My bro, alhamdulillah, that's a, you know, way of life. May Allah have mercy on their souls. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Me as a person, I'm not going to sit there and soap and cry for them 24 hours for 1,000 years. Whoever comes and goes, that's just, you know, submit to the will of Allah.
This dunya is like a bus station.
I want to...
Imagine if you're sitting in a bus station with a lot of money, but the buses comes and goes and the passengers are getting exchanged, right? People get on the bus, people get off the bus. This is the point. Death is one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No one denying that.
One of the biggest ni'mas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us is death. Al-mawtu ursul mu'min. Death is,
again,
is
brother,
like a wedding
again,
for a moment.
I'm saying, again, you're looking at it from a spiritualistic, which I don't disagree with you.
I want to say a hadith.
All right, go ahead.
So there's this hadith, and I'd like you both to shed light on it. Imam Ali alayhi salam was asked, where do you prefer to worship Allah? In this world or in the Akhirah? And Imam Ali alayhi salam said, I prefer to worship Allah in this world.
Absolutely.
Sayyid, you probably know the hadith better than me. They asked him
it's
why.
It's a chance. The life of this dunya is a beautiful chance that you can make a good use of it.
He said...
so that's what I'm saying.
So wait. When he was asked why, he said, because in this dunya, my Lord is pleased with me, whereas in the hereafter, I am pleased with my Lord. That is beautiful.
True.
Right?
So he wants to put the pleasure of his Lord above his own pleasure. So I'm saying, if I get a chance to live longer, if I was a Khidr who lived, I don't know, for 3,000 years now, 3,000 plus, and he's still alive, and he will be alive until the day of judgment.
He came to my mind as well, yeah.
Right? So this guy's going to be alive until the day of judgment. Well, I mean, lucky him.
Until he
but for a certain purpose.
Huh?
For a clear purpose.
What, for,
I mean,
for
like,
a
without
purpose?
A purpose, like, why would they want
no,
to do
so
this?
No, I have a purpose. My purpose is to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, if I, you know, could go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with 1,000 years of servitude, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. And that process, I use it for good things. I learn, I try to better the universe, better the world, I don't know, cure cancer. Mm-hmm. I could do a lot of good things if I have time.
Wouldn't you get bored doing...
No, can you get bored from reading and studying? I can't. I mean, obviously, it's
depends
a personal thing.
What you're studying.
Yeah, well,
some subjects,
obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
Well,
I
like
can
prolonging
get
life, it's all about future. I don't know how much time we have, but there's a text from one of the teachers in house. It was saying, future, I don't know why are we fighting for future. It's as if we feel that tomorrow is much better than today. Look at it from now on. 20 years from now on, how would your world be like? many of your friends and many of your family members, they're not with you anymore. They have passed away. Probably you are older for 20 more years, having less abilities and less energy. Possibly and practically, you have got closer to your death for 20 more years. And that is with the imagination and understanding that you haven't seen your death until then. He says that the future with having these glasses on is not that attractive anymore. Look at it like that. What are you fighting for? So, I mean, I know you're saying that this is just the spiritual perspective, but this is a perspective that exists. How much do you want to live and for what? You know, you
if I'm spiritually talking, I would want to die today before tomorrow.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
How much do you want to live in this world? That's the question.
It's been said that Imam Khomeini, when he moved to Iran, then after spending a very short time in Qom, he went to the north of Tehran, a neighborhood called Jamaran. And he stayed there for 10 years. He didn't live that place that he was staying. He used to meet people, used to meet, you know, the government officials. But that was it. He never traveled to anywhere. And most of the times I feel like, imagine if I was told that I'm going to spend the next 10 years in this place with no travel, no nothing. How would I feel? Very difficult.
So
right?
It's basically, and that's the dunya. The dunya itself is what you make out of it.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, coming back to your point about studying, it depends on which subject you're studying.
Yeah,
and
it's what you make out of it.
It also depends on what kind of life you're actually leading.
Yeah, so like I said,
if you're the Nuh and you're having 900 years of life, good. Because you're always adding to your khairat, you're adding to your rewards, adding to your good actions. Yeah. And there's a dua in the daily duas. It says, oh Allah, prolong my life if I'm on the right path. Because I add khair, I add good deeds to my rewards, to my actions. And if I'm in the wrong path, take away my breath because I don't want to add to my bad deeds.
I never heard that dua. Like, it's that the only dua that scares me the most.
Which dua?
That Imam suggested.
Oh, Allahumma ij'al al-hayata rahatan li man kullisha.
I skip. Thanks, Imam. Skip that. Because if I read it, I'm lying. Because I'm like, God, if I sin, take my life now. I'm like, ooh, be cool. No, I'll pass. Yeah, I know which one I'm talking about. So I always skip that dua.
Allahumma ij'al al-hayata ziyadatan li fi kulli khair waj'al al-mamata rahatan li man kullisha. Oh Allah, make the life to be an adder of good deeds and make the maut and the death an eliminator and a stop to
now,
my
bad
deeds.
Now, there's one more specific. He says, if my life, if I going to commit sins, take it now. That one of the, like, he's more specific. If wrong in my life means I will commit sins, then take it now before
take
I
take my life right now.
I'm like, no, thanks.
So I came to a realization just recently that, and I know this sounds like a really obvious thing, but we haven't actually been created yet. We're going to see our true form on the Day of Judgment on that side. We're almost like we're in the womb right now and we're being shaped by all of our environment.
That's what the Prophet says. They sleep, they die, they wake up.
So if you think of the dunya as a womb, like 9 months is enough to create a human being.
No, right? But the baby itself, that's what the psychologists say. The baby in his one mother's womb, he would never wants to come out. The only reason he comes out crying is because he's out of his comfort zone. If you keep him there for 1,000 years, he wouldn't mind.
That's a good point. Yeah, we are very, very comfortable where we are.
Yeah, we're looking for our comfort zone and we're scared of transitioning.
Yeah. So this idea of prolonging life now, bringing it back to the idea.
Before that, I mean, most of the times, our perspective and definition of death is problematic because we think death is the ending, right? The Holy Quran says, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut." Every single individual tastes the death. If someone understands Arabic, knows that here, maut is the mudawwiq of the nafs. It's the individual who tastes the death, not the death tasting an individual, right? Meaning in a beautiful way, the Holy Quran is saying that the death is not the ending. Rather, the death is the beginning of another chapter of life.
And that's a perfect place for us to end the discussion. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. From myself, from Sheikh Mahdi, and from Sayyid Abdullah, we bid you assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.